to introduce you to a couple of dear friends of mine. The way this all came about, we are in Hawaii together at the Presidential Summit, and we were talking about XFMs from the stage, you know, as Al was doing his thing, and Kathleen was next to me, and she said, you know, Mary Jo, we're doing XFMs, but a little differently. And she started talking to me about her XFM, where the F stood for financial. So it was an extreme financial makeover. And I know one thing, and I know Ray Robbins has gone out and preached and taught this and spoke about it in many, many places across the country, that the greatest disease condition that afflicts our country today is being broke, is the concept of people not having enough money, because money is just a huge burden on people's lives when they don't have enough. It's one of the reasons I believe that God spent half the Bible speaking about money. I mean, it's been one of the major topics of most of the scripture, because he knew that money was going to be something that we sought after, we put high on our list of priorities in our lives, and he didn't want to compete with it, right? And so it's a good thing for us to get our financial status in good straits, so that we can effectively do what he's called us to do. And what's really important is that we understand that other people, and no matter where you are financially, there are a lot of other people that are worse off than you are, and we have an answer. And so with no further ado, I want to introduce to you Presidential Silver Gold. I apologize, Phil and Kathleen. I don't even know what level you are, but somewhere up there high. They've been around Manitech longer than I have. They're some of probably the first couple of years in Manitech they started, and I'm very prideful to be friends of theirs. I just adore their friendship. I love having them in my life. And with no further ado, let's introduce Presidentials Phil and Kathleen Peters. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Mary Jo.
Thanks, Mary Jo. It's a real honor to be with you this morning. We appreciate it. Let me quickly explain where this training program came from. Kathleen and I had been working with the Extreme Food Makeover Program, putting together everything that we could figure out to do with that. And I had gotten up one morning, was drinking a cup of coffee, reading the newspaper in the kitchen, and I looked up and Kathleen was standing in the doorway. And she said, Philip, we need to put together an extreme financial makeover program. And that led to the development of what we have now presented three different times. The last time was in Portland. I want to say that what we're going to do this morning is a synopsis of this total program. The way we put it together and the way we presented it, for example, in Portland, it was a four-hour program. Well, obviously, we're not going to take that long here.
What I wanted to start with is the XFM is an idea whose time has come. It's an umbrella over the extreme food makeover. Nowhere do we eliminate the extreme food makeover. That's very, very important. So I want to make that understood to people that when I was at that doorway, I said to Philip, you know what our XFM is going to be? It's going to be an extreme financial makeover. And I said, we're going to be teaching it and sharing with it because it's time for us to reclaim our life and our business in this company. So the first section I'm going to talk about is going to be a little bit of an overview of what we're going to do here today. First, we're going to create our own personal fortune formula. You are the one who is in charge of that. And the way we're going to do that is we're going to burst through some barriers that we seem to have with this business, with this company. And sometimes we're going to be looking back, and that's the best way to go forward. If we are always aligning with our excuses and not our future, that will be holding us back. So if there's something that we're talking about today that you're uncomfortable about, I want you to take a piece of paper and jot it on the side, because it's obvious that uncomfortability is exactly what you're going to need to work on. Some of this you've heard before, but we are putting it all under this umbrella so that we can bust through some of these barriers. And many of us have been successful without being fruitful. There have been scientists, writers, poets, artists all throughout history that were considered successful and died broke. That is not what's going to happen in this company and with this type of business. We are going to learn that in order to be successful with our type of business, you must also be fruitful. And so we're going to talk about the boxes of life. We're going to talk about that later on. I want you to understand that about finding value in yourself. Now, I know many times people have been to all types of seminars and done personal development, but this is a chance to step past that and even stretch a lot further. So we're talking about a chance to reinvent yourself. It's like building a bank. You have a bank of resources in yourself, and once you can tap into what you've got and what God gave you the day you were born, you had no inhibitions about sales. You had no inhibitions about doing anything when you were a young child. And that's where we want to get back to. This, for most of us, was the unplanned career. We found it through a circumstance that God put into our life. And so embracing that and bringing it to full potential has been two different pieces. We've embraced it. We've taken our products. We've shared it with people. But we haven't gotten to that abundance that we need to. So we're going to today create a plan for growth, and we're first of all going to give ourselves permission. I want you to share what you're learning today with people in your downline and plan create a plan of growth for not only yourself, but your downline. We're going to claim our abundance. And one thing that... As Mary Jo said, that all throughout the Bible, we talk about money because money matters, guys. That's what we're going to talk about. Money matters because without it, there are not choices. And so I wanted to share with you in 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8, it says, "And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work." It is all about having, you may have abundance for every good work. Today is a day to help you create your own fortune formula by finding the value in yourself through an extreme financial makeover. When we talk about people start squirming, you know what? I was brought up where money could be the vehicle to share and give to other people. And bringing back abundance into your home is very, very important. So this is where we're heading with this training.
As Kathleen and I were putting this together, one of the things that we talked about was the fact that nobody ever talks with new associates or even with existing associates, I suppose, about the risk that's involved in doing this business. And so the first thing that we put in here is a little bit about what risk is. What does it mean to take a risk? Why take risks? What do we risk in building a Manatech business? All great advancements that have taken place in society have come with a certain amount of risk. There's a risk of failure. There's a risk of fear. There's even a risk of success. There are different kinds of risks, and we need to be aware of that as we're talking with people that we bring into this business, what they're being faced with. One of the things that I was impressed with a few years ago was something that Dr. Ben Carson has in one of his books, and it's his best, worst risk analysis. Now, here's a man who every day in everything that he does is risking what's going to happen with people's lives, and probably that risk is the biggest risk you could have. But here are the four points that he made that I was really impressed with, and I myself have used these in kind of evaluating what risk is. The first thing is, what is the best thing that will happen if I do this? What's the best thing that will happen if I make the phone calls I need to make? What is the best thing that will happen if I go to manifest the way I should? The second point is, what is the worst thing that will happen if I do this, if I make this choice, if I make these calls, if I go to this event tonight? The third point is, what is the best thing will happen if I do not make this decision and do it positively, if I don't go to the meeting or if I don't go to manifest? And the fourth point is, what is the worst thing that will happen if I do not do this? So you have, what's the best thing if I do this? What's the worst thing if I do this? What is the best thing if I do not do it? What is the worst thing if I do not do it?
Next, what we're going to talk about is the boxes of life. And sometimes I said before, a lot of this is taken from our book, What Do I Do Now? And it has been very helpful. And what I'd like you to do is listen to what these boxes are and be honest with yourself and determine where you are today and where you want to be headed. And in the boxes of life, like I said before, sometimes looking back can be the best way to go forward. How have you lived your life? Have you lived it unsure and anxious? Have you lived it to be intentional and deliberate? And in box number one, we have found that you accept the status quo. Whatever happens is what you think is supposed to happen. Well, let me explain once more. God never intended for you to be a lukewarm person. He doesn't create them. He creates everyone to be with what their full potential should be the minute you were born. So box number one is accepting status quo. It's a poverty mentality. It's a lack of desire. It's let the government take care of me, or let me just float through. It also can be a pious poverty. I'm more interested in saving people and helping those in need than helping myself or my family. I'm not interested in making money off my friends. I just want to do good. Well, that sounds wonderful, but poor people can't help poor and poor people that are in bad health. So it's your job to be able to step up and move out of that box one. If that's where we grew up in, then it's time to think about getting rid of those thought processes. Box number two is you are motivated. You've grown out of the old ingrained thoughts of maybe the family, of that poverty mentality, or the pious poverty. Sometimes that can be a flaw. We don't look at flaws, we look at strengths. And when we do, we're often looking for we recognize the three principles of wealth when we're in this box. We understand tithing, the principle of residual income, and the principle of delayed gratification. Obviously, if you're in this company, you understand those very well. We also understand goals, personal development, and we do still let our mind play tricks with us. Many of us have come from parents that lived through the Depression. My parents taught us faith, family, and being frugal was the most important thing to remember. But we were also taught that nothing was impossible. So along with that, we could banish the concepts of those Depression mindsets and took the best with us to move forward. And in box number three, it is about having abundance. It's having no guilt, no shame. It's being used to our fullest. It's being philanthropic. It's giving back, and it's giving it through love and gratitude as opposed to just doing tithing of 10%. It is true social entrepreneur. It is what we call doing good is good for business. And these three practices of wealth are very important. It's about being honest with yourself. Box number one was the one about poverty. It's a lid so tight, some people never get out. Box number two, you can get through that box, but it takes a while to climb up the sides. And once you're overlooking that box into box number three, it can be very scary. But box number two is the biggest box you can play in. You know how they have those stacking boxes and the boxes for organization, and there you go into the container store and there's just boxes and boxes inside? Well, think of it like that. You want the biggest box to play in, because without that choice, without the money you need, money provides choices for you to do what your life is intended to. Money matters, guys, and in box number three, you don't have to worry about it. It comes freely. It's an abundance that goes in your hand and out again, in and out. And you have to be honest with yourself. Like I said, this was the unplanned career.
And I'm going to ask you, do you want to align with your excuses or align with the vision you have for the future? You can be right about the excuses, but you can't be rich if you're sitting with your excuses in your hand. And success is the gift we give ourselves when we feel we deserve it. I'm going to repeat that. Success is the gift we give ourselves when we feel we deserve it.
As Kathleen and I were putting together this program, we realized that even though we could not make goal setting and goal development be a total program part of it, that we wanted it to be in here so that the realization was there that we had to set goals for what we're going to try to do. Kathleen and I wrote a paragraph that we started this program off with, and I want to read that paragraph for you. Most people never develop a roadmap or a plan for their life. Have you ever wondered why life circumstances happen to you rather than for you? Setting goals helps make life happen for you. Take charge of your life right now. Make success happen for you through setting and achieving goals that you design. We know it works. We use it in every aspect of our lives, even in the way that Kathleen and I met. Now, there are reasons why people don't set goals. They don't realize the importance of them. They have a fear of writing things down and maybe failing. They're afraid that they may succeed. And that, believe it or not, is a huge fear that people often have. There are 7 necessary types of goals. The first one that we have listed, and we developed these in a group that I was with at the university 40 years ago, actually, we developed it for private business. The first goal that we list in that grouping is spiritual goals. Number 2 is family goals, because those 2 tend to work together, and they usually become the why for what people are going to do. Number 3 is career and business goals. Number 4 we put down as financial goals, again, because career, business goals, and financial goals often work together. And then the final 3, number 5, educational goals, number 6, physical goals, number 7, social goals, those are separate goals that really help to round out your life. And we originally put those together for the people that we were working with in industry because they're often neglected. Now, there are certain things that your goals must be when you write them down, when you put them together. Number 1, they've got to be specific so you know what you want. 2, they've got to be measurable so that you know what you've accomplished. 3, they have to be challenging. As human beings, we want to be challenged. 4, they have to be achievable. You've got to establish realistic goals. 5, they have to be meaningful. Is it really worth the commitment you're going to make? And number 6 is more important than anything else. It's the one that most people, frankly, and I'm sorry to say this, they neglect it. And that is that your goals have to be written down. Now, is that absolutely necessary for 100% of all the people all the time? No. Is it necessary for 99% of the people out there? Absolutely. We've found that to be very, very true. So there are certain things that your goals have to be, and we encourage you to immediately, before you do anything else, develop your goals that you're going to attempt to reach for this year, the way Kathleen and I do it on the first of each year on New Year's Day. We sit down here at home in the kitchen. We make up our goals for the year. And then our particular practice is that halfway through the year, we review those. And where we like to review them is on the beach in Oahu, all by ourselves, just sit down for a half a day or almost all of a day and talk about whether or not they're still the goals we want to try to reach. Are these the things we want to try to do? How do we want to update them? And we change them because that's an important part of living with goals. You can change them if you choose to.
Now, we felt that this would not be a financial makeover if we didn't include some of the nuts and bolts of finance. Some of you think you know all that and are used to doing that, but I'm going to go move through some things and put a little dimension to some things you've thought of that you've got in place. The nuts and bolts of finance is about putting your financial house in order. And after your tithe, because you need to have a tithe account, that's very, very important, you pay yourself first. Before you do anything else, you must pay yourself first and set that money aside. Because one thing we know, that without it, you will have a poverty mentality. You'll say, we don't have any money to manage. That's what I hear a lot of times when we get into this section. Well, if you feel that way, you never will. And one of the things I want to talk about is your cash management. Number one, assess your current situation. Number two, make the most of your income. Number three, take control of all your credit cards. Number four, make sure you're reducing any debt you have. Number five, know the impact of a budget. Don't spend what you don't have. That's the biggest challenge we have in our company, is when I see people at the store and I know that they should be not throwing stuff on credit cards. Yes, you do need money for the tools you need to do this business, but think twice of what you can do to be creative in the beginning, and don't make your downline spend what they don't have. And number six is determine your own risk tolerance. The other thing I'd like to give a dimension to is, what growth opportunities do you have with your money? And people will say, oh, all she does is talk about money. You betcha, because money matters. Without it, it's a struggle. Money is a symbol of energy. Money is the movement that happens in your life. It's the movement of the world. Money gives you choices, choices of how you live your life. And when you have some of that, it's good to understand growth opportunities. One of the first things you need to know is spend only after considering opportunity costs. Before you buy anything, think about the opportunity cost. Would the car or going to dinner make you happier? Would the car or the vacation make you happier? What makes you happier might not be the smartest investment. So you need to think long term. So spend only after considering opportunity cost. Spend on experiences. You can anticipate the pleasure of vacation, enjoying it while you're there, and then savor the memories afterwards. Only do those things when you can afford it. But there's a way, when we talk about paying ourselves first, maybe you need to have a special fund. One could be for emergencies. One could be for taking care of family and children, whether it be college or other bills. But then there can be a special fund. Philip and I have a special fund because someday we'd like to go on the Orient Express. It is a train ride throughout Europe. And so we have a special account we do that with, that's separate from our tithe account, separate from anything else. So then, to create the world you'd like to live in. Money is the tool that gives us the power to change. And by supporting things that you like, then to create the world you want to live in. If there is something, a charity or a community or something that's empowering, maybe it has to do with something in your own house that you need. Spend to buy yourself time. If you can afford to outsource some of the tasks that take up your time, do that. It is the smartest way for you to spend money on your business. Think about that. Some people feel that it's important to have someone come in and clean their house so that when they walk in the door, things are in place and they have money for their business. Some people might feel they need a break from children so that they will have once a week or once every week. Every other week, they have time to spend with their spouse, or 3 hours window of time to make phone calls. Whatever it is, spend to buy yourself time. And last, spend to nurture your social network. Make sure that you fill your pipeline with nurturing relationships. It's an easy way to become a full social entrepreneur. Have a dinner, give gifts to people that are in your business or not. But what it does, it builds relationships, and when you have that relationship, it's like a bank account that strengthens your ties with other people.
One of the things that we want to share with you are some points about accelerating your business, building your business. making sure that it's functional and it works the way it should. Number one is become a Manatech social entrepreneur. The more I have heard about being a social entrepreneur, the more I have fully realized that being a social entrepreneur is one of the best business vehicles that I have ever seen. Number two is write out your personal goals. Like I said a few minutes ago, write them down so that you've got something you can review and look at regularly. Develop and write out your action plan. That's number three. You have to have an action plan for what it is you're going to accomplish. Number four is build your first block of customers. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about there, you need to get a copy of the little Manatech brochure called Earning Income with Manatech. And it outlines building that first block of customers. And then what I have listed as number five, which is help four business builders build their blocks of customers. Now, in the course of doing that, you can also implement something that right now we have in Manatech that we're referring to as 90 Days to National. And you can have that all work together as you teach people about developing customers and developing a business. Number six is practice the eight core activities from the Manatech Momentum Action Plan. Now, this is something we don't talk about a whole lot with Manatech, but I want to list eight different points out that are important. Number one, be on automatic order. If you're building a business, you need to be on automatic order. And on top of that, if you're on an automatic order and you're using our core products, you're also feeding a child someplace, or maybe even several children. Number two, maintain 20 customers. From the day I became a Manatech associate in 1994, I have retailed product. Kathleen and I like to talk about retailing product because, folks, it's amazing the extra cash you can put in your pocket by retailing some product, whether you do it as a member program or do it simply by having the product and then selling it. Number three, give 20 presentations a month. You can't build this business without making presentations. It's that simple. And so you've got to set out what you want to be a goal, and Manatech has helped you by saying, give 20 presentations. Four, read something daily that's positive, that helps your mind to grow, that helps you to increase your educational background. Number five, listen daily. Listen to a CD, watch a DVD, do something that is in addition to just a book or a Kindle. Number six, attend regularly the meetings that are held in your own area or things like the national meetings. I've been in Manatech since 1994. I've missed two national meetings. We used to have four a year regularly. We don't do that anymore. Now we have two. In the whole time that I've been with Manatech, I've only missed two because I made a commitment in 1994 that I was going to attend the national meetings. And attending regular, close-at-home meetings is just as important. Number seven, be accountable. Be accountable to somebody, whether that's a friend, a person you're working with as a business associate or husband, wife, whoever it is. Be accountable to somebody. Say what you mean and do what you say. Number eight is be teachable. Be teachable. Learn all the time. Now, back to accelerating your business, the seventh point in the whole list that I have is use the Navigate Global Building System. I send out 10 to 20 blind or brand new emails every day to people that I don't know. You know, they're cold calls. And that way, I am opening up new people to me as far as how I can build my business. You can also use it for retention and a whole lot of other things. Number eight, qualify for every Manatech incentive. Kathleen and I have missed two. One was because we had to go to a wedding that came at the same time, and the other one was because we got involved in a whole lot of different things, and frankly, we didn't qualify for it. Her sister had cancer at the time. But qualify for every Manatech incentive. It's a great way to have a almost free vacation. Number 9, develop and implement your own extreme food makeover plan, whatever you want it to be. Number 10, develop and implement a follow-up program. You know, I would like to spend a lot of time with you on this one, but I can't. A follow-up program is what most Manatech associates do not have for working with, one, their downline, two, their members, and three, the people that are new that are in their pipeline. Design a follow-up program. Write it out. Lay it down on paper so that it's part of your action plan. Number 11 is design your own fortune formula, which we're going to continue to talk about a little bit.
Next, we're going to talk about developing your prospect pipeline. Now, I know through this company we've had a lot of trainings on this. So I'm going to try to hit upon some things that I think will make you think a little bit differently. Of course, all of us want a Ray Robbins in our downline. He is my goal. I always look for somebody who's gregarious and outgoing. First, I want you to think to yourself, what does your network look like? I want you to act like your business is brand new, and this week you're going to take a look differently on how you're going to find people. This is all about having people in the pipeline so that when it's time and they're ready, not when you're ready, but when they're ready, they will step into your business. Some people that are put into your pipeline will just turn into friends, and that's a good thing too. So what I want you to do is start by expanding your boundaries. I can't tell you how many people I talk to are sitting in front of the computer every day, week after week, wondering why their business doesn't go. If you're in management mode constantly and you do not go out there to put new people in yourself, guess what? I have been told from day one, this is my first type of business like this. My first people-to-people business has been Manatech, my first network marketing business. And the one thing I was taught, the downline does what the upline does. And if you're sitting in front of your computer wondering why your business isn't growing, get your shoes on, put your Sunday best on, and get out the door. Where do you look for people? The first place I want you to go to this week is go to the library. It's free, guys. There is more stuff going on at the library that's going on in your community, and most of the libraries are like ours here. We have a county where we have access to not just our library in town, but a whole satellite. So in the course of this week, Philip and I have special things we do for just ourselves. We will always stop about four libraries every other week, so we know what's going on. The other thing is start your morning by looking at your day timer. Plan your week out before it starts. Plan your day out before it starts. Be spontaneous, but make sure you start that way. The second thing is I want you to open up the local newspaper. There is so much going on in your community. As it is right now, Saturday, Mary Jo asked if we had heard the training. We were at a health fair for families that we're lining up to be in next year. So that's, we were always constantly busy. We want to go and play and have fun. And guys, the more you play, the more your business will grow. The next thing we found out is there is a job fair that's going to happen next week. Now, it's a different kind of job fair. We're in a group of a network for authors, and one of our friends is an author, and he does the traditional thing with jobs for resumes. But he said to us, you have to come to my seminar because there's always people that do not fit their age group or just their persona, doesn't fit into the typical job. So we'll be going to that job fair this coming week. Now, what I want you to do is what you've always heard is go to service clubs, trade show events, become a vendor or talk to vendors. There's all types of things. I'm not going to go crazy with this piece because I know you've heard it. But one thing you have to understand, you have to understand people. You have nurturers and caregivers, you have people, and you have research and scientific people. They tend to land into three or four categories. I think there's three. Know who you're talking to. You do not pour a whole bunch of scientific information about Immunostart or one of our products of Nutriveris on somebody who's a people person. They want to hear what trips you're taking. They want to hear what's going on in your business. That's fun. And I want to tell you that the number of people you talk to determines the number of exposures you create. The number of exposures you have determines the number of people you sponsor. The number of people you sponsor directly affects your income. And guys, money matters. That's what you're going to hear from me constantly. I want you to create a momentum of success by making sure that there are people in your pipeline. Whether they're signing up right now or they're signing up in a month from now, if you don't have that layers upon layers of getting to know somebody in a relationship, it's a trust. This is a trust business. Make sure you understand what's the best use of your time right now. What are you focused on? The things, are you focused on the things that don't matter, or are you choosing your life as a choice and are you focusing on things that matter in your business? If you say yes to something, you always have to say no to something else. So take a look at what your priorities are. Lastly, I want to tell you, your job is not to convince people that this is a great opportunity or these are great products. But when finding the right people, you will share with them what they're asking and what their needs are, and then you will fill those needs and bring them into your circle.
Something that has concerned me for actually several years now is that we have products within Manatech that we've forgotten about. When I became an all-star back in 1994, we received samples of virtually every product that Manatech had. That's no longer true. And we have people who become associates and they aren't really exposed to some of what our products are. All I'm going to do right now is list some products out that I feel are forgotten products that we don't always talk about. And I challenge you to order one or two of these products yourself right away this week so that if you have not used them, you can use them, but also so that you can have one at home that you can sell or show to somebody else. The first one that I have is Phytolo capsules. The second one is Phytolo in bulk. Kathleen adds bulk Phytolo to salads. She does it all the time. She did it long before we ever heard of Nutriveris. And she puts it into things like dips and that type of thing. Cardio Balance, the GI products that we have. Sport. Sport is a product that we always sell 3 or 4 bottles a month of. Bounce Back. Mana Cleanse, one of Kathleen's favorite products. Firm, a product that we've had since day one, and we need to keep the sales of that product up. And the only way we can do that is by exposing it to people, sharing it with people. Imprazone. Imprazone is one of the best hydrogels that I have ever seen. It is an excellent product. Mana-C, Phytoburst, and Impact. And all of those are products that you guys should all be aware of and are thinking of as far as using all the time. That using those products and referring them to people in your organization will help to increase your volume. It'll help to increase your personal cash flow, and that's important.
We're going to tie up with becoming more fruitful. That's what this has all been about. Destiny is not a matter of chance, it's a matter of choice, by William Jennings Bryan. I talked about this unplanned career. Create a plan for your growth. This might have been unplanned in your mind, but it's always been planned in God's mind. And so I want you to start thinking about having a mastermind with God. Brainstorm with God every day. We do that with ourselves, Philip and I, but in the quiet of the morning when I first wake up, my grandfather used to have a saying, the morning is much wiser than the night. And that's how I base my day, and that is how I know whether I'm on track or not. And if I haven't talked to enough people, then I'm hearing God say to me, get out of the house today. And that's part of brainstorming with God, and you will hear what you need to hear. I want you to create this plan for growth, but take time to understand it takes time to grow into your harvest. We heard last year Linda Castor had talked about it is the year of the harvest. Well, many people, somehow they didn't always feel that. But let me tell you, growing into this year of taking time to grow into that harvest, it's what happened last year that will show the seeds that were planted that our harvest will happen. I want you to pray for business miracles. It is what your right is. God has intended you to be abundant. This is no time to dream small. You are different and you're being called out. And this is a year for your extreme financial makeover, your fortune formula, for you to grow into your harvest, to claim God's circle of blessings for you. And I know that if you do some of these things by not dreaming small, that you will have the abundance you're looking for. One last thing that I meant to tell you, it's a to-do list. I want every one of you to go and buy a new wallet. Because a new wallet, even though you're looking at yours saying, well, this is serviceable, there's no reason why I need a new one. Every Christmas, I gift myself with a new wallet because money likes a nice place to live. Let me repeat that. Money likes a nice place to live. And all I can tell you once again is money matters. And money gives you choices that you might not have had before. It isn't about greed. It isn't about clutching it in your hand or keeping it all in your bank account. It's the ability. Abundance is a cycle where this money comes through your life. And abundance is about health. It's about wealth. It's about state of mind. But as Mary Jo said earlier, the biggest thing Ray talks about is the biggest health challenge is not having enough money because the worry and stress it creates. So today is all about success is the gift we give ourselves when we feel we deserve it. You deserve it, and today is the first time that you need to think of it differently. God bless, and we're done, Mary Jo.
Thank you. Golly, I have notes coming out of my ears, guys. I thought that was terrific. I have a lot of great things that you, I mean, I could review them all, but I would be on for another hour. I wrote so much down. I appreciate your insight. I appreciate your gift to all of us on the call today. I think we all can learn and grow from that, the things that you've taught us, and I think it's something that a lot of people could hear. I mean, I can see how this would be a fun thing to teach and train and to get out there and talk to people about, and the application with, you know, why Manatech included in there, and just, you know, it just presents such an opportunity to take on that new, you know, viewpoint in our lives of this is how we create wealth. I mean, it's a great vehicle to do that. So, yeah, it's great. And I loved, you know, when you talked about, I'll just highlight a couple things that just recently in my life, when you talked about our forgotten products, Phil, that was so awesome because I had a brand new person sign up in our organization out in California who is in the health field. And she said, Mary Jo, I really would like to get a product review. And I go, well, great. Why don't I just over a 4 or 5 week period, let's spend an hour a week. So we set aside like 11:30 Monday mornings, and I would do a product training for her. And her upline chose to be on board with it as well. And I'm going to tell you, I had a bloody blast. I had not done a product training in probably, 3-4 years. And just to go back and talk about those products, you know, the Firm and the Emprazone and Impact and Mana C, I mean, it was a blessing. It was such a great refresher for me because we've kind of gotten so stoked in a direction of Phytomatrix, Ambertose, the new packs, you know, the bundles, the Nutriveris, and we tend to let the other great products Manatech has fall by the wayside. In fact, there are probably a lot of people on this call today, Phil, that probably never heard of some of these products because they came in and, right? Don't you think that's true? They don't.
And you know what, Mary, just another insight. If we don't use the products, they're going to be gone because the company not keep them on the shelf and destroy them when they're not sold.
Absolutely.
So that's
Absolutely. Yeah. In fact, I know the Phytolow Bulk, one of my favorite products of all time. I mean, I've been using it for ever since I started in Manatech, and I've used it with so many people with so many different conditions that just needed more phytonutrients and, you know, in bigger quantities, more, you know, what should I say, compact, intensive quantities of phytonutrients in their diets. And yeah, it's just Manatech one. I was over at Manatech headquarters, and somebody said to me, you know, Mary Jo, there are a couple of organizations out there, and yours is one of them, that you're supporting us keeping Phytolow on the shelf, because if we don't see the sales in it, Manatech will weed it out because it doesn't support itself. So I totally agree with that. I think it's time we get back into that training. And the other thing I taught just the other day, I was on the flight team call on last Thursday, and I was trying to teach people to set up better habits in their lives. And one of the things that Lydia and I did a year ago was we made a commitment to increase our GPV every business period. Well, this year I looked at her and I said, why isn't there a commitment we can make, like for 5 days a week, every single day, 5 days a week, we find a way to increase our GPV? And so we talked about all, I described it on the flight plan meeting, or our flight group meeting or call, all different ways. We just jumped out and said all the different ways to increase GPV. And one of the ways to increase GPV, of course, is to educate your downline on some of the other great, quote-unquote, forgotten products. And people will add more to their automatic order because they find out, they say, you know, I never heard about that, or I didn't know about that, and they'll add products. So putting flyers out there once in a while, I use ManaMails once a month, too, to help people understand some of our products. But I made a commitment, and I know you'll love this. This is something many of you could do in your organization as well. I made a commitment last week to my downline that I would start a product training. So kicking off tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, tomorrow night after our XFM's over, I'm going to start a weekly product training. I'm going to do 4 weeks, an hour each, just kind of what I did with it for this gal out in California, and do a product training so people could start understanding our base products again. So that was huge. That was really, yeah. Cool, huh? Cool thing to do. I think everybody could do that for their organization. It would make a difference because people are, they're hungry to understand, because there's so many great products that have had such incredible results in people's lives that we just kind of left by the wayside. So, yeah, great, great. Well, good. Thanks. And Phil, I suspect when you talked about the risk, and I think it's Ben Carson's book, Taking Risks, right?
And it
that's
is. That's
a great book, and for those of you on the call today or aren't familiar with that book, another reason I love that book is I think page 192, or I'm not sure I have the exact page off the top of my head, he actually talks and recommends people get on glyconutrients as a supplement. I mean, he talks specifically about the importance of putting glyconutrients in your diet. So you can use that book as a Manatech associate as a reference point of, hey, you all need to be on glyconutrients. Even Dr. Ben Carson, you ever heard of him? And he's gotten a lot of publicity in the marketplace today because I know he has a new book out there that I haven't read yet, but I plan on getting. It's about returning to our core American values, I believe, something in that regard. But Ben's just really renowned out there in the public's mind because of all the greatness he does. And, of course, he's one that fits everything that you heard today to a T. He's a man who built his business. He's the head of the neurosurgery department for children at Johns Hopkins. But he also has taken his wealth that God has gifted him with, and he's gone out and made a gigantic difference. He has his own foundation. He's helping poor kids get out of the ghettos. He's helping poor kids go on to college. He's got a college funding program. He is really changed this world in a great way. I mean, he's major about contribution, and that's perfect example of what Kathleen talked about, Phil talked about the concept of wealth. When you create income and you create cash flow, that puts you in a much better position than you can if you have no cash flow to really touch people's lives and change this world. Because money matters, I totally agree. It's not a love of money that we have, or that love of you know, putting money first in our life, but the idea of making sure that we go out there and do the things that we know we can do to create that cash flow to allow us and enhance our life so that we can really make a difference on a bigger scale. That's what I love doing. So I'm all in, guys. I've bought into everything you said today, and I hope anyone on the call right now, want to ask Kathleen or Phil any questions? Anyone? just in case we have some questions out there. They take a minute or two to get off mute. They're a quiet group today. You just gave them a lot of meat. Sometimes when